a problem to be so big at such a young age?
Yeah, it took me by storm coming from, this poor background kid in New York, and all of a sudden coming out here to Hollywood, and within a year and a half, have all my dreams and fantasies starting to come true. So it did quite hit me by surprise, and I don't know. It was I didn't start drinking actually until later on, because my father was an alcoholic. And he died when he was 36 of cirrhosis of the liver. I was only about 12 when he died, and I kind of took over the head of the family. And my goal was to just become more successful, than my father, to kind of show my mother and my brother and sister that I could. So I became like the man of the house at 12 and 13 years old and started working then. And so I just had a really goal to become try to become successful.
Well, I mean, not only did you become successful, but beyond your wildest dreams, you were on every single cover of every single magazine back then.
Yeah. I used to think, gee, why don't they just put me on six covers this month instead of 10? But of course, you can't control anything like that.
I guess the problems do come though, when that stuff disappears, when the show goes off the air, when people aren't calling and saying we want Ed for every project we're doing. Is that when the problems really start to surface?
Well, I think what happened was after I left the series, I was very popular in Europe because of the series and because it was playing in about 30 different countries. So I went over to Europe for a couple of years and managed to do seven or eight movies over there, and everything was fine. But I think when I got into my, when I built wine cellars in my homes and stuff like that, and I always lived way beyond my means. I mean, I always spent more money than I earned in those days. I had the Rolls Royce, and my wife had the Mercedes, and we had a couple of homes in Beverly Hills. We had an apartment in Rome. So, I kind of went like, from nothing to having all of these things, because I basically thought it would fix me. It would make me feel whole and complete, like a real person. And then eventually, when I did get all the stuff, I didn't really feel worthy of it, or I don't know, whatever it was. But I started to drink, I think, alcoholically in the early 70s, when my wife decided she wanted to leave me, and I had everything, we did at the time, everything that a young man would want as far as material things and success and fame and money and all of that stuff. And then I started taking a nosedive, say probably 1971, with booze. Not so much drugs, although I was like a little recreational cocaine abuser, but not really much. I'm not really a drug addict, or I'm not a drug addict. I'm more of a recovering alcoholic. Yeah, there's really no reason to know me.
Your perfect background to tell me, is that it?
Yes, there is plenty of reason to know him, and he's not really shy, are you, sweetheart?
No, actually, you can see the real me if you. We do tours once in a while on cruise ships, and I let it. That's where we're performing a lot lately, and you can see what I do.
That's when you throw
not as shy as you might think.
Is that when you throw the people overboard that brew or something?
Yeah, I can run the whole thing. I'm in control.